Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 28 to 34. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin?" Let us peep unto the same book of Luke chapter 11 verse 27. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." Every mother feels happy about her child and forgets her travails. How many are willing to suffer slights, dangers, and hardships to achieve the pinnacle of glory? We today do not want to sacrifice earthly pleasures for heavenly peace, and we consider such acts as foolish. We sing his praise endlessly, but are not willing to lay down our lives. On the other hand, we disown Christ and we are Christians for name's sake. Do not be surprised at your troubles, do not rejoice at his grace, nor run away when you have to bear the cross. If you have to bear the brunt, feel blessed. As it is written in the Bible in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12 to 16, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name." These words are for true Christians and not for namesake Christians. Will you be Christians if you have to be the bearers of sufferance? Timothy was not like that. He followed Christ through Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, where I suffered most. Though Paul warned him that he has to suffer a lot if he followed Christ, he did not swerve. Written in the Bible in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. Mother Mary suffered a lot since she begot Christ. There are facts based on Bible. She suffered mentally, socially and physically. Jacob of the David dynasty, a conformist, allowed betrothal since he knew that she was already in the family way, though such condition was not permissible in the society 2,000 years ago. Joseph firmly believed that good would come to him. Let us see in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 34 to 38, could Mary hide from Joseph her vision? Still Joseph doubted her fidelity, yet, unwilling to hurt her sentiments, decided to divorce her. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 19. Though Joseph was moral, the Bible tells us that he wanted to secretly desert her. Evil is stronger than good. An angel appears in his dreams and tells Joseph, son of David, and asks him not to desert Mary, and a holy child shall be born to her. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 22 and 24. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, imagine her troubles in rearing Christ. None invites difficulties, and exactly that what happened in Mary's life. An eligible bride seeks conjugal felicity, however Mary braved social ostracism. Sneers from husband, but obeyed the word of God and was the blessed mother. The Savior came at the end of time. Observe and understand the words of God written in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 49 to 52. For the mighty one has done great things for me, holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm, he has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones but has lifted up the humble. As written in the same book of Luke chapter 1 verse 68 to 75, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 29 to 33 inches. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. The Savior came to save the world. Joseph begot sons and daughters. Jesus' brothers were Joseph, Jacob, Simon, and Judah. Are not his sisters with us? God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 55 and 56. After the birth of Christ, Joseph and Mary gave birth to other children also. Jesus was with his family till his 30th year. And it is written in Bible in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 51 and 52, after 30th year he got himself baptized in Jordan. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 13 to 17. And also written in the Bible in the book of Luke chapter 3 verse 21 to 23, did not Joseph reveal the divinity of Jesus to his other children? Are today's Christians in greater love with God than their children? God resides in such words only but not in their actions. The brothers and sisters of Jesus never accepted in divinity due to the wrong upbringing of Joseph. They molded children as per their wishes. We do not relish words of Jesus, but we want to pass off as Christians. Similar was the attitude of the brothers of Christ. As they knew that the Jews were sure to kill Jesus, they requested him to go to Judah. Let us see in the Bible in the book of John chapter 7 verse 1 to 5. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. This is how Christ was treated. Imagine how Mary must have suffered. He left the comfort of home and hearth at the age of 30 in the service of the Father. However, Mary could not bear the separation and she left along with her other sons to see Jesus. Read and understand, because as it is written in the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 19. Sufferance was her badge. I shall remind you of another sad incident. As it is written in the same book of Luke chapter 2 verse 34 and 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. Wounds to the body can be healed but not to the heart. Her life itself was the sacrifice. As it is written in the same book of Luke chapter 2 verse 49. Mary was blamed. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 55. Joseph as the father would react sharply when Jesus tells him that he was in the service of the Father. Joseph must have been harsh with Jesus, and naturally Mary must have been the butt of Joseph's anger. Read and understand, because as it is written in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 51. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Mary comes to the cross. Jesus understood the agony of the mother. Not a single brother came along with the mother. Mary was alone at the cross with no one else. Let us see in the Bible in the book of John chapter 19 verse 26 and 27. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Mary sought refuge in the Word. If giving birth results in the kind of life of Mary, what would be the fate if one believes in Christ for his life? As it is written in the Bible in the book of Acts chapter 14 verse 22. Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Let's not be weak in our resolve. We may be physically weak but spiritually strong. Our gaze is fixed at eternal life. The troubles are temporal. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18. "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. As it is written in the same book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. When Christ rose on the third day, his brothers flocked to him, and when he ascended to heaven, the brothers were with the apostles in the garret." Read the words of God which is written in the Bible in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 12 to 14. "Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The brothers believed Jesus only after he conquered death. They undertook the work along with their wives." Read and understand, because as it is written in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 4 and 5. "Don't we have the right to food and drink? 5 Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas?" Dear readers, to be Christians it is not enough if you are a believer, you may have enemies among your kith and kin. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 36 to 38. "A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Mark chapter 10 verse 29 and 30. "I tell you the truth," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age: homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, and with them, persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." We are Christians in words but not in our lifetime. We must live a la Christ. As it is written in the Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 to 9. "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and, once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The Lord underwent suffering, we are not willing to suffer, yet we dub ourselves as his followers." Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 11. "But whatever was to my profit I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Many Christians confine themselves to baptism, and many others claim Christianity in the family. Some more proclaim and swear by Christianity for marriages, births and deaths, but none of them can enter the kingdom of heaven. It's like blind leading the blind, but never pause and think unto themselves whether they are living strictly according to the word of God. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 and 6. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you unless, of course, you fail the test? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Observe and understand the words of God written in the Bible in the book of Titus chapter 1 verse 16. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient and unfit for doing anything good. God made it written in the Bible in the New Testament in the first book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 24. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. We must be Christians in thought, word and deed. All the waking hours, but not on selected days, years and festivities. Many Christians do not even know a word of Bible. Read and understand, because as it is written in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. We want the growth of our children and wealth, but not growth in spirit, but we must be better Christians every day, reach perfection, as Christ wanted us, as every Christian is pure. Read the words of God which is written in the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and 13. The Bible tells us that we have to do his work and to do his bidding till our last breath, as Mother Mary did. I suffer so that you may live, and Paul suffered and fulfilled his mission. And it is written in Bible in the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 24. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. And written in the same book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 28 and 29. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. As it is written in the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 to 17. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Let us peep into the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 6. Dear readers, that you would wake up, realize your mission and fulfill the task set by him. There were many who suffered for him, like Mary. And it is written in Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13 and 36 and 39. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised, they only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Read and understand, because as it is written in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel,